Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. David Robbins with the Red Rock Ruck Club joins us on today's program to talk about a unique problem that arose after the Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa closed their doors due to COVID-19.
Well, David, you passed along a pretty unique project that you've been working on with a couple of groups that you're affiliated with. Let our listeners know how you're trying to help out with what would be considered a pretty unique problem, considering the time of year and what many people may be seeing in front of, typically in front of grocery stores.
Yeah, so the Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa got shut down due to COVID-19, much like every other business, and they got landed with a lot of product. So my daughter, being a Girl Scout herself, we saw this kind of problem. We kind of tackled it head on. We did what we could, but realized the community wasn't as lucky as we were. So my co-leader at the Red Rock Ruck Club, we talked about it. We wanted to get together and help them out, but also give back to the community, send out a message of hope that, you know, here's a cookie to kind of take your mind off the current events and to something you can enjoy sitting at home with your family.
So how has that process worked out then? What were the ways you were able to creatively use, so to speak, the product that you had and some of the, I guess, charitable work to help offset some of the cost?
What we do at Red Rock Ruck Club is all community-based. We don't have any funds or anything like that. We just kind of get together, and it's more of a workout, but everything we do is community-based. We originally were created shortly after the food ruck put on by the American Legion. We found a lot of people that were really interested in keeping that going, no matter the cost, any time of year. So that's where that kind of started. With the Girl Scout cookies, the Red Rock Ruck Club is mostly comprised of first responders and military veterans, along with some CrossFitters, but mostly just community. It's a large community. We have the Oskaloosa section, we have our section. We were just getting ready to walk into Knoxville, but unfortunately got shut down with full COVID-19. So the funds kind of came just from members, just from us getting together and making sure this we could actually do this.
You had mentioned that you're trying to donate the product, make sure that it gets out to people, like you said, that may want a Girl Scout cookie, especially if this is the time of year they would typically buy them.
Our donations are going to be in different locations at Pella, in the Pella community. We were only able to take care of the Pella community. We were not able to reach out to Oskaloosa, unfortunately, but I'm hoping that as I talk to you and we get this message out, that people down there will kind of be inspired and try to help out those local troops. We just don't have contact with them. That being said, firstly, donating a variety case to the three schools, to all the volunteers that are helping out, hand out the school lunches for all school-age children. The fact that we're able to keep that going in our community is a big deal. And I would love for those people just to have a nice treat to bring home to their families to kind of take their mind off the current events. The next three locations we're going to drop off is about 8.5 cases worth to all three retirement homes in the Pella community area. These are people who are shut in. They can't get out. They can't go do anything fun. They can't see their families. But they have a miniature community inside that building with themselves, and they can still come together, enjoy a cookie, enjoy their favorite treat, maybe an old pastime. Maybe some of them used to be Girl Scouts way back in the day. So it's just something to kind of brighten their spirits. Lastly, we're going to do another 8.5 cases to the hospital, to the staff. Because those people, regardless if we have a lot of cases or not, they're working around the clock. And if they're not, they're stressing about working around the clock. So we wanted to give them something to take home to their families so that they're not sitting around the dinner table, you know, worried about what the next day is going to bring. They can just enjoy something with their significant other, their children, any family they have with them, or even if they're by themselves, just enjoy something that, from this time of the year, something positive in this time of the year.
Well, one of the things you'd mentioned to me, too, is supporting the Girl Scouts throughout this, because a lot of those girls rely on the funds for special trips or projects and things like that. If people can help the Girl Scouts in any way, what's the best way for them to help, especially considering, you know, obviously your donations help offset some of the sales, but there's still other needs and things they're probably not quite able to do because of this COVID-19.
Yeah, so from my understanding, through my wife, who is a trip leader, Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa has 250,000 packages that are not sold. Now, that's across all of Iowa, but every package not sold, most most of that number can be returned. However, the Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa at the state level eats that cost, and that really affects them in the next year, next year's camps, scholarships, everything that they do. So offsetting the negative balance for all of the girls in Iowa, so they're able to go to camps and they're able to do their scholarships, is the biggest thing. What people can do is reach out to your local service units or your local Girl Scout units. And right now, a lot of the troop leaders are selling because girls, they just can't. In fact, my wife just had a troop meeting yesterday via the internet. They did a virtual meeting, and I know a lot of units just aren't able to do that right now. But if you can reach out, there's a lot of Facebook pages. If you know a Girl Scout, reach out to their parents. You know, just try to find a way to help buy as much as they can. Most troops are sitting on roughly about 100 to 200 packages. That's a lot of money. But if you're able to spend $20 on 5 boxes of cookies, that's 5 more boxes of cookies that don't have to be turned back in. That's 5 more boxes of cookies that are going to help promote those scholarships and everything else. Because Girl Scouts are a nonprofit, so they must zero out by the end of the year. And their deadline for that is April 26th. So it's coming fast.
Once again, that was David Robbins with the Red Rock Rug Club discussing some of the challenges Girl Scouts locally and across the state are facing due to COVID-19. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.